need to take a little time, a little time to think things over. I need to read between the lines, for Easter's here and now, before it gets colder.
Sorry about that. That one goes out to world's number one Foreigner fan, Barbara Lahan. Eastern Sierra Now, October 26th, 2021. This is Jesse Steele. Got a lot of news today, so I'm just going to sing. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't make you guys have to deal with that fresh hell. What do we got here? Let's start off with Thursday. This Thursday, October 28th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Round Valley School, there is a fall carnival and pumpkin patch. It's going to be fun for the whole family. And that's one thing I can say is always true. A carnival and a pumpkin patch is always fun for the whole family. That is truth in advertising right there, my friend Victoria Farber. Haunted Alley, face painting, bounce house, games and prizes, concessions, bake sale, all those things are awesome. You need to get out there and check that out just for the bounce house alone, okay? Let's get this straight. This sounds like a fun time. If you got kids, or if you don't, you probably need to go out there and have a good time getting your face painted and eating some brownies. Brownies. You know what else is good? Speaking of Victoria Farber, Giovanni's Pizza. Have you been there? You know, there's a lot of pizza places, okay? And by no means am I knocking anybody else, because pizza's pizza. Let's get this straight. And we all know I've eaten a lot of pizza. But Giovanni's has that little certain je ne sais quoi about it. There's something, it just tastes like Giovanni's pizza and it's awesome. You know what I mean? You can always pick if this was a Gio's pizza or not. And it's fantastic. If you're in Bishop and you've never been, just go up the hill and check it out. It's awesome. You know, just because there's pizza places all over the place, you know, it's unique. So go give it a try. They've got beer. That always helps. So go check out Giovanni's Pizza. It is well worth the drive if you're down the hill. And if you're up the hill, what are you waiting for? What are you listening to this? Get down to the road and get your pizza, bro. So I'm starting off with singing and pizza ads and fun houses for kids and things because I'm trying to wait on the big news of the day. But so far, I have not seen it released yet. I'll just read it to you so you know what I'm talking about. And this isn't fun. Health officer order, universal masking. Current orders and guidance from the CDPH. Mask required for all in certain indoor settings. Healthcare, public transit, schools, correctional facilities, shelters, long-term care, and adult senior care facilities. Mask required for unvaccinated individuals in indoor public settings. Local health officer order, institute universal masking in indoor public settings to address high rate of COVID-19 in Inyo County. Adds an extra precautionary measure for all to reduce the transmission of COVID-19, especially in communities currently seeing the highest transmission rates. So you can see why I'm talking about fun houses and singing and pizza, because I was trying to butter you up for that one. So that is coming sooner than later. That's definitely a guarantee. It was given at the supervisors meeting today. Dr. James Richardson says he plans on issuing a local masking order later today, and it will take effect later this week. There has been a sharp increase, guys. I mean, it has gone up. I know multiple people with COVID right now. We're going to have to do something. That sucks. Trust me. I'm one of those people that hates wearing masks. I can't breathe through the thing, but it's not about me. It's about everybody else. So we're going to have to go back to wearing masks or staying home. No good. No good. Well, at least you've got my podcast to listen to if you have to stay home. Like anybody would do that. I'm trying to make light of a terrible situation, okay? So, if by the end of this recording it gets released, I'll tell you. But just know, that's on the horizon. That is happening. You want to know something cool? Bishop Chamber of Commerce, thanks to a generous grant from COSO Operating Co., will give you 2 free movie tickets for the Bishop Twin Theater with your purchase of $50 or more at participating chamber member shops. That's not only a program shaming people into shopping locally. That's saying if you shop locally, you'll get a reward for it. That is really cool and really generous and such a cool program. The Bishop Chamber did a great job with that and COSO Operating Company backing it. That is fantastic. And thanks to Holly at the theater for participating in it from her side too. That is very cool. So go shop around. Most everybody's a chamber member. So get into town for your holiday shopping and make sure you keep those receipts because you want to get those theater tickets. There's quite a few movies coming up in the next few months that you're going to want to check out. Eternals, the next Spider-Man movie. Yeah, I'm a nerd. What of it? God, you don't have to shame me. Everybody should remember that Forest Service will be doing pile burning today near Old Shady Rest Campground. So if the smoke's visible, that's why. You don't need to call it in. This is helping out the ecosystem, basically getting rid of scrap wood so that it doesn't burn during a fire. It burns right now, so there's nothing to burn, keeping us all safe. And those guys are doing a great job of that. Well, tonight is the volleyball game. Remember that right now, as of this, it's 4 o'clock, so you'll be getting this about 5 o'clock. You can log on and get yo tickets to the playoff volleyball game that is happening tonight for the Bishop Broncos. As soon as the website loads, I will read the information to you again. If it goes any slower, I'm going to start singing again. Oh, you got lucky. There it is. BUHS is seeded number 4 in Division 4. They have home playoff volleyball today, October 26th, versus Independence from Bakersfield. Playoff game is at 5. The doors open at 4. You must buy tickets online at gofan.co/app, that's APP, /school/CA18740. You've got about an hour to make that happen. And by the time you hear this, you've got less than an hour. So if you haven't, get on it and get down there and watch that game. Those girls are counting on your support. And good luck, Broncos. You know, as of today, the KNP complex fire is 69% contained. Nope, not saying anything. Cause was lightning. And it started September 10th with 88,307 acres burned. So they are starting to get that sucker wrapped up and everything is going pretty swell over there. I'm sure this precipitation helped a lot with that. Hopefully they got a bunch on their end over there. We sure did. A lot of rain, got some snow up on the mountain. Pretty sweet for us. We needed that something fierce. Well, I am doing everything I can to stall so we can find out about this masking order, but I've got nothing, Shane. You want to mask me, Shane? Well, guys, I hate to say it. We're going to have to call it because I got to get this thing posted. So just know that is happening. Sometime this week, you will have to start masking up again. I don't know the exact details on everything, but as soon as I do, I'll get it out there. Probably, hopefully, for sure, by tomorrow's podcast. Keep checking EasternSeerNow.com and our Instagram for up-to-date news when that actually happens. So, for today, October 26th, this is Jesse Steele for Eastern Sierra Now. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me.